Are you ready to dip in?
Welcome to Season 2 of the Divine Intervention Podcast. We're your hosts,
Freya
and Holly, bringing you the pod where lifestyle meets spirituality.
Let's chat about personal growth, navigating life, and raising our vibrations together.
New episodes dropping every week.
Woo! Let's take the plunge. Good morning, Dippers, or whatever time you're listening to this brand new episode. Welcome back to the Divine Intervention Podcast, episode number 6, season 2. Today we're talking about moving cities, exploring new places, the challenges that come with it, but also the excitement. I recently moved to Sydney, and today we will tap a little bit into that and see how things are going so far.
Yeah, really keen to get into this episode, Freya, because yeah, you've just made that big move to Sydney and I'm keen to ask you all sorts of questions. Once again, we are recording remotely again, just like I was in Bali's, because Freya's down there in Sydney and I am still on the Gold Coast. But before we dive into this episode, Freya, let's get into the tarot and the astro for the week. So what card did you pull for us this week?
This week, I pulled a card from the Magical Spirit Oracle by Alexis Reckon. I hope I pronounced that correctly. And the card that came up was the card number 6, Linked to the Past, which is all about releasing, rebirth, and spring. And on this card, there is a beautiful quote that I would love to share with you all, Dippers. And so I listened, as my soul told me, to let the past go, so that I may awaken to how much I have grown. I personally love that. It's immediately a reminder to look back on perhaps the things that we were wishing for or manifesting a couple months ago, a couple years ago, and to stop and reflect and look back on how much you have grown. Perhaps the things that you were wishing for then have already come to fruition, or you've become a lot closer to it. This card is also a reminder that you need to let go of the past. A change is about to happen or wants to happen, but you may not be letting it, even if it's at a subconscious level. Your soul is reaching out to you. Can you hear it? It's time to let go now. It is time to trust. You have overcome a winter of sorts or are about to. It has been harsh in its lessons, but it's no longer serving you. You have already learned what you were meant to. Your soul is blooming from all the rain that you alchemized into power. But you have yet to see the garden that has grown within you. Everything that you have transformed within yourself. Wisdom, grace, resilience, and shedding of your skin. Not everything needs to be mentally examined. Sometimes the life source within you just flows without needing your conscious attention. Sometimes we just bloom naturally, with the gentle guidance of spirit at our backs. Sometimes our heart is the one that needs to lead.
Beautiful guidance for this week. I really love that. There's a lot of change in the air, isn't there, Freya?
So much change in the air. I feel like when I speak to everyone around me about the start of 2024, everyone is feeling the chaotic energy. And there have been so many disturbances, abrupt changes for everyone around me. And it's really interesting because the majority of people came into 2024 really optimistic, including me, saying this is the year where everything will come to fruition, where everything we worked for will be reached and will be achieved. And it's almost like 2024, the universe has just said, I'm gonna shed everything that has no longer a place in here, that is stagnant, that is not pushing you forward. I'm going to clear those boundaries for you, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that big time. It's interesting. We always have this expectation coming into a new year of like all these new plans and what we're going to achieve for the year. And then the universe always has its own ideas. And with that, we just really need to flow with change. I really love this because it's so applicable to the astro news for this week as we are coming into eclipse season. And so eclipses are all about change. Eclipses are all about just hanging on and getting through the turbulent times, just hanging on for that ride, relaxing, kind of letting go of the steering wheel and just allowing the universe to make the changes for you and just see what comes out the other side once the dust has settled. So astrologically, we have a full moon coming up, a full moon in Libra. And it is also a lunar eclipse. And so in eclipse season, we say try not to work too much with our celestial bodies at this time. So try not to dive too deep into your rituals. Try not to be too much of a stickler for that manifestation or those letting go rituals or those intentions. Instead, during eclipse season, which lasts approximately 2 weeks, probably more 3 weeks if you account for the lead into the first eclipse and the trail out from the last eclipse, we just say you just have to roll with the punches. And if anything during this season, you try and cultivate the stability in your life that will help you navigate these changes, but not holding on to these things too tightly. Because as we know, the universe always does things as it does, and we just have to kind of adapt and roll with it. So this full moon in Libra is really highlighting our relationship. So it's really asking us to open our heart and be open to any changes and flows to do with relationships.
That lines up so well with the card for this week. Just that note of not fully mentally examining everything. Like you said with the eclipse, not to dive too deep into your rituals, not to really sit down and say, okay, I need to let go this way. I need to burn things. I need to write it on paper, but just to flow with it. Same with the relationships. Instead of fully examining why is my partner acting this way or why am I behaving this way, just flowing with it, opening your heart and just seeing where your heart leads you. Guidance for the week ahead.
The week ahead. Really excited to get into today's episode, Dippers. So we're talking all things moving cities, kind of what it takes to, yeah, really move cities, set up a new life. What are your strategies? What are your biggest worries? What things are you most excited about? What are the ups and downs? And luckily we have Freya, as always, with us today, but luckily Freya is experiencing this very moment. She literally just moved to Sydney about a week ago. So Freya, kind of give us an overview on why you did the move and kind of how you're feeling about it at this moment.
Yeah, so we have been in Sydney, and with we, I mean my partner and I, since last week, last Tuesday. So it's very, very fresh. We moved here because my partner got a great work opportunity. So we decided to take it. Sometimes these opportunities pop up and you just feel like it's a good time for a change. And I actually believe that I manifested this change in some sort of way. I felt like where we were living on the Gold Coast, we were so happy, so comfortable, but I knew that I needed to step out of my comfort zone to grow a little bit more. So in that regard, when my partner was feeling a little bit stuck in his former job, I said, let's keep an open mind and let's just see what is out there. And this is how this Sydney opportunity came up. When my partner was actually in the process of interviewing with this company for the role here in Sydney, all of a sudden we realized, wait, do we really want to move? Do we really want this change? Because we are so comfortable now. And on top of that, we do feel like the Gold Coast is our home and we will always return there. Luckily for us, the deal that my partner has made is that we're going to be here for about 2 years and then we're going to move back up on the Gold Coast. So I feel like we're getting the best of both worlds, really, because we're getting to trial a new city, but at the same time, we have the promise of coming back to our comfort zone where we are happy and where we would like to settle. So I feel like we really got a good deal here and a good thing going on. And I think that that is really something that is interesting mindset wise in how you go into a move. Because I've had so many people ask me, how do you feel about moving? Because there are people that move around a fair bit in their life, but you also have people that never really leave the hometown where they are born in. Both are totally fine.
Yeah, for sure. It's interesting. Like, I feel like this is a really fun time for you to move cities within Australia, because obviously just a few years ago you did the massive move over from the Netherlands to Australia, like literally the other side of the world. And now you're getting to experience another city in Australia, and not just another city, probably one of the most iconic cities in Australia. It's exciting for you to experience, yeah, living somewhere else with your partner and your puppies. And while all the while knowing that you do love the Gold Coast and you do get to come back in a couple of years, but you get to just kind of play cities for a while.
Absolutely. And probably every move, how you feel about it is going to be dependent on your mindset, right? If you go into it, oh, this is going to be daunting, this is going to be scary, then it will probably feel that way. Whereas if you go into it, wow, this is an opportunity to experience something new, and also thinking this is not something that necessarily has to be permanent, right? These big decisions in life can feel very overwhelming at times and can really feel like a big deal. Whereas, and I'm not trying to make this smaller than it is, but I do believe that every single moment in your life, you have a choice to make a change. If you end up moving somewhere and it's not what you hoped it to be, there's a very good chance that you still have the opportunity to move back to where you came from, or potentially to move somewhere new and try something new again. So I feel like it's all about the mindset. And going into this move, I feel like my mindset has been very positive and very light. I haven't really dreaded it. I've been excited. That's also because of the season that I'm currently in. I'm in my late 20s. I'm in established relationships. I do not feel quite ready to have children yet. So this is a perfect opportunity to have an adventure together with my partner, to try something new before we fully settle down. Because I do feel like it would be harder to move somewhere like we're doing now when you have young kids, or yeah, when you have more turbulent things going on in life.
Yeah, for sure. It's such a great time. Great time because as well, like we were talking about back in one of our other episodes about like approaching 30 and being more confident in yourself and confident to make changes and live a life that's more authentic to you. It's probably really exciting to move cities in that kind of headspace. So Freya, what was your biggest worry? I know you said you had a really positive mindset coming into this move, but what would you say was a worry of yours with the move, if there was one? And on the flip side, what is something that you were the most excited about, like the prospect of living in Sydney?
That's a great question. I feel like if I were to have a worry, it would be that you realize pretty quickly, this is not as nice as, for example, living on the Gold Coast. And then it's just a matter of time in my scenario to wait till you get to go back. I would like to not get stuck in that mindset because it is the way it is. Do you know what I mean? Like, even if I wouldn't like it here as much as I do back home, and home for me is the Gold Coast now, I would still have to sit it through. I would still have to sit it out. So I'm kind of not allowing my mindset to go anywhere near there because I'm seeing it as an experience and a place that is beautiful on its own. And at the same time, the Gold Coast is equally as beautiful as well, and it's still there. It will always be there. And then, of course, you have the element of being afraid that you're going to miss your community, miss your friends, miss your family. My sister lives on the Gold Coast with her two little boys. Obviously, it makes me sad that I'm not as close to her anymore. But I think for me, the fact that it's temporarily makes it feel non-permanent, even though when it is a permanent decision, you could still go back, like I said before, but makes it feel much more light and makes it feel more like almost a long holiday or vacation, just this experience that you're going to have instead of like a massive move. Like, I didn't feel the urge to have a goodbye party or to make a whole dramatic goodbye scene to my family and friends. And it's because I know that I'm going to be back there, like, oh, I'm flying back tomorrow, actually. So after 1.5 weeks. So I know that I'm going to be back there all the time. It's not far away. And I also know what I'm coming back to. That at the same time is something that is tricky with building up your life here or in a new city. If you hold on to the previous location or previous area where you live too much onto that life, then you're probably not going to give it your full shot while you are here. Does it make any sense?
Yeah, that makes total sense. It's a really interesting way to look at it, though. Yeah, I hadn't really thought about that, actually, that you didn't actually have like a going away party. And because it also doesn't really feel to me that you've actually moved away. It does really feel like it's a temporary move. It just feels like, oh, you know, Fry's having a Sydney adventure at the moment. And obviously it would feel very real if you were like, bye, I'm going to be moving there for good, which I guess was you moving from, well, you didn't know at the time, but you, when you moved from Europe to Australia, and when you, yes, I guess, made that decision to be like, oh, this is my home now, like that's a huge move. So how would you say that, how does it feel doing this temporary move to a new city in Australia versus that big move of intercontinental?
Well, the intercontinental move is quite similar for me in a way that even though on my lifespan, that was the bigger move and that was like the permanent move, whereas this in Sydney is a temporary adventure more so, I never had that mindset as well as like, okay, I'm going to move. Like I said in prior episodes, I was traveling and I just decided to stay, but it was all gradually. And I remember I did have more moments where I was like, wait, after it already happened, so this is after I already moved, where I was thinking to myself, wait, did I actually just move to the other side of the world? Is that the right thing to do? Am I going to be happy here? I had a couple of those questions in my mind, but then I always try to remind myself of, I actually have this as a tattoo, it's a Buddhist word or phrase or saying, whatever you want to call it. I'm not sure if I pronounce it correctly, but it's anicca or anicca. And it means that everything can change every single second, the good and the bad. So to try not to get attached to either of it. And I really try to keep that in mind with these bigger things. Like I said before, if I wasn't happy here, I could just get on a plane tomorrow and move back to the Netherlands. If I'm not happy in Sydney, I can just move back in, well, maybe not tomorrow, but in a year or so, or in 2 years to the Gold Coast, or I could drive up to the Gold Coast and spend a week there. That is a very lucky thing where we should all be so grateful for in our generation, is that it is fairly easy for us to move around, whereas back in the day, it wouldn't have been like that.
Yeah, I feel like the world is obviously smaller now, and it is, everything seems a lot more possible than I guess it used to. And so I guess that's another reason why I feel like you're not that far away, because it's only like an hour on a plane, or it's an 8 to 10 hour drive really to get to you in Sydney there, which is a really cool way to look at it. And I guess I did the same thing last year when I moved to Bali for 5 months. Whilst I wasn't going and staying in the one spot for the whole time and like, you know, making new friends and really like sinking my feet into the one spot, I was living abroad for 5 months, and it felt so possible. Whilst I was super proud that I did it, it honestly didn't feel like at times that big of a deal, because I was just like, oh, well, you know, I just packed up my shit and I got on a plane and I did it. So that is one cool thing about how the world just feels smaller and everything, I guess, feels more possible. Fryer, I just want to touch on what you were saying about like how it could be daunting to like leave your family and friends. Like how are you feeling about that? Because obviously you've started over once before. You came over here only knowing your sister from the Netherlands. But moving to Sydney, you've obviously got your partner, Dolan. Like, how are you feeling leaving this network and community of people that you've met here on the Gold Coast and the friendships that you've built whilst at this stage you're not going to be living in Sydney forever? But like, how do you feel about having to make new connections and meet new people? Like, how are you feeling about all that?
Yeah, so you just said, like, how are you feeling about having to make new connections? So I think part of my answer is I don't feel like I have to, because I have my network in the Gold Coast. I know that I'm coming back there. I know that I'll be visiting frequently. So I'm very confident that the friendships I have there will always be there. Like, they will still be there when I get back. The same thing with the Netherlands. All my friends from back home, I still have very close connections with. So I think I realized that when you move away, it doesn't mean with a good, solid friendship that you're going to lose the friendship. That pressure is sort of fallen off me. However, that doesn't mean that I do not want to make new connections. Of course, I want to do that. I guess in a way, I'm excited to meet new people. I feel like I'm more confident in this season of my life than when I first moved to the other side of the world, to Australia. I guess then I was struggling a little bit more because I was holding on to my friendship from back home a lot. I was scared that I was going to lose them because I was so far away. Whereas now I've realized that those friendships will always be there if they are a genuine, authentic friendship. We've spoken about this a little bit before. As you get older, you become a bit more selective. I do not feel that I need to have friendship or connections that do not fully align with me. Like, it needs to be right. But I am very excited to meet new people here and make some more connections because, yeah, I feel like you can make friends wherever you go, and that is a beautiful thing. And Holly, you will have that as well. Like, all those people that you met in Bali, the people that you're going to meet when you go to Europe or even interstate, you will notice that when you are traveling, you always have someone to see, someone to visit. And luckily, it's so easy to now stay in touch with everyone as well through social media, through phone conversations, FaceTime. So easy.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I had some beautiful friends that I made in Bali, some European girls particularly, and now I'm off to the UK and Europe for 6 months this year, and I'm just like, oh, hell yeah, I get to like catch up with them in their home cities, which is going to be really fun. Traveling friendships is always such a cool thing, and so I'm sure, Freya, you're going to make a nice connection with at least one person while you're down there in Sydney. But, you know, like, This is a whole new, whole other topic which we can table for another day, being like making friends as an adult. Maybe if you wouldn't mind sharing like a bit of a strategy on like if you're feeling a little bit lonely, like what's your kind of go-to to get out there and maybe meet some new people? Because I know I had this moment in Bali where I was feeling like pretty lonely. I'd been moving around a little bit, and I think it was off the back of maybe you visiting me, Freya. I think you'd left about 2 weeks previously, and I was just feeling a bit lonely. I was just a bit like, okay, I know I'm not here for that long, but I need to get out there and make some friends. And that's when I decided to attend a new moon circle, and lo and behold, I meet two beautiful girls and we grab some dinner after, and now I'm still friends with them, and going to be seeing them later this year. So kind of, what's your go-to strategy for like getting out there and meeting people when you've moved to a new city?
Well, I'm so glad you asked, because this is such an interesting thing for me, and I'm really excited to share what my approach has been. Obviously, it's been very fresh with only being here a couple of days, but there was one thing that I was dying to try, so I'm so excited to tell you today. Before I step into that, I think I'm lucky enough to already have a couple great connections in Sydney of people that I really like and that I really look forward to now be able to spend more time with that I couldn't before on the Gold Coast. So this is already one way to meet new people, is when you know someone, and even if it's not a super strong connection, even if it's someone that you've maybe have seen a couple of times a couple years ago, reach out to them, because if you already have a connection there, they are likely to have their circle and they can probably introduce you. So that is definitely one of the ways that you can meet new people that align with you. The other thing which I have tried this week, so there is this new thing that I've been intrigued by, and I was like, I'm going to give this a go. So we all know how we have the dating apps nowadays, and I've never been on any of the dating apps because I was already in a relationship by the time that they really popped off. But now you have Bumble BFF, Bumble Best Friend Forever. And I've gotten this recommended to me by multiple friends of mine who have also moved to a different city or different country. And we're like, okay, how am I going to meet people? Because the majority of us in our late 20s, but maybe I'm speaking wrongly here, but it definitely counts for me, I'm not necessarily in my clubbing era anymore. How are you going to meet people, right? This is just a very interesting topic. Like, usually you don't randomly make a connection with someone on the streets or in the supermarket, because people are a little bit more to themselves, I find. So I was very, very excited to give this app a go. Look, I'm not sure if it's for me, because I started it and it literally is, I guess, similar to when you would go on there to find a partner. So you just like make a profile and you swipe left and you swipe right to obviously write to the people where you feel like you could probably have a connection with. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm actually judging people based on their profile. I'm saying like, yes or no. And that just felt so wrong for me to do. So I'm off it already within a couple of days.
I'm so intrigued by this. I have heard of it before and I love the idea of it, but it is, it's hard not to just judge someone by like instinctively look at the picture and be like, oh, do I think I could be friends with that person? Does this person look nice? Does this person, would this person be safe? Like all of those things. So I'm really intrigued. I really want you to give it a go and try and make a Bumble BFF so that I can hear all about it.
Yeah, so well, I've had it for like a couple of days. I still have it, so I will keep it on and I can show you when I see you. But I definitely made like a couple matches on there, as you will. And yeah, I definitely had a couple people in there where I was like, okay, look, like I think we have a lot in common, that we exchanged Instagrams, for example, or that I would find that live in the area close by to me that said, look, I'm also into Pilates, coffee, trying out new cafes, going for beach walks. And look, we will see. I have yet to meet up with one of these people because, I haven't had the opportunity, especially with just being here and going to back to the Gold Coast so soon. But I'm definitely going to give it a go. On the flip side of this, so the one thing that I do not like about it is that you're basically swiping, judging based off a profile of a picture. And I notice myself, for example, if someone would put on there, I really like a drink on the weekend, I'd be like, yeah, okay, maybe not. I would not mind my current friends. I love to have a drink with my friends every now and then. Right. Yeah. So it's interesting. There are things in there that you do not mind at all with your existing friendships. But when you get it presented to you on the first time, you're like, yeah, okay, maybe not, which is super interesting just to see.
It's so true. So true.
So interesting. And it's like you're judging and you're judging based on a profile, which is just a little bit weird. But then again, this is in human nature. Like this is what we do. I guess if I would meet a new person in a cafe, I would probably feel like, yes, we would get along, or maybe you're not my type, because you do feel that sort of instinctively as well, which is really interesting. So I'm definitely going to give it a go. I have like two or three girls on there where I'm like, yeah, we probably get along really well. So I will give it a go, meet up, see how we go. I have to say though, and this bothers me, and I do not know how to turn it off on this app. I've been getting these guys that are liking me because I can see who likes me, like who wants to connect with me on the friendship app. And then I look into their profile bio and it says like, always keen to go for a coffee. Let's just see where this ends. And I'm like, mate, you're on the wrong app.
Oh my Don't God. Be on here. Sneaky buddy.
I know. And my partner is like, please accept them. And then just say, you're on the wrong app. And I'm just like, nah, I'm not going to do any of that.
Of course.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, but you know what? It's going to backfire on these boys because they're going to get friend zoned. Because like the girls are on, like for women on this app, they're probably just looking for, or they're obviously looking for friendship or like someone to just like co-work with or something. And like they're instantly going to put this dude into the friend zone. So they're doing themselves a disservice here, in my opinion.
They are definitely doing. And it's a bit, I see it and I'm like, nah, what are you thinking? No, thank you. And maybe I shouldn't do that as well, because maybe there are some genuine guys that are looking for more friendship. So maybe I'm also judging some of them too quickly. And this is another really interesting thing. I just realized just now that I'm not open to any male friendships unless it's like connected to my partner.
Yeah, I was just about to ask that actually, because it's interesting, because I have quite a few male friends, some obviously through my partner, but like a few that aren't, that are just my male friends. Sounds weird when you say it like that. But it is that instinctual thing of like, oh, if this guy is liking me on this app, he's obviously just trying to get on a date with me or get in my pants. He's probably not just interested in friends. But it's funny how the brain does that. We get given a little bit of information and we fill in all the blanks of assumptions. It is interesting. It's hard. I feel like male, female, like platonic relationships and friendships and all that could be a completely other episode, because I just find it fascinating.
This is absolutely a whole different episode, and we should definitely do that and dive into that. It will be so interesting. But coming back to the app, look, I think my app days are over. I also noticed that it's getting harder and harder for me to respond because I just do not vibe with the app. But then I'm like, no, I don't want to ghost someone that could potentially be a friend. Why am I ghosting someone? So I think I'm just going to tie up the loose ends from the app, the couple people here and there that I feel like, yep, that would be good. I will exchange details with them and then maybe catch up for coffee and see how I go. Another approach that I tried is I posted on a Facebook group, and this was girls in Sydney or women in Sydney, and I found that to be super beneficial. Like, I got so many messages really from people that I feel like I would connect with well, and I guess it's in a way, it's similar to the app. However, it's not that swipey thing left and right. And it's more like, I'm interested in this. Are you interested in that as well? Okay, cool. And I had this one girl ask me to join her to come to an event about meditation and breathwork. And I was like, see, perfect. Now I know that we have a good connection, probably, because we're both into the same thing. And this is a way for us to meet up and go to something together and do something fun. So that has been very helpful as well. A couple of groups where there are female entrepreneurs, because I would like to meet a couple more people that work for themselves as well, so that you can meet up, go to a cafe. And yeah, I've gotten some really interesting connections out of there that I'm excited to meet in person and just see how we go. So summarizing all of that is my strategy for meeting new people is to utilize the connections that you already have to get yourself out there, really, whether that's on an app, whether that's in a Facebook group. Try to find people with aligned interests and then go to the events or things that you are interested in. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sign up to your new Pilates studio soon, and I'm sure that I will make some great connections there. However, when you move somewhere new, if you want to make new connections, you're going to have to put yourself out there because they're not going to find you in your home.
Yeah, I was just about to say that because I have a couple of friends, like success stories, I guess, if you will, where like, well, it's actually my housemate. When she wants to make some new friends, she joins up to a new gym or she changes up her fitness regime, and she always meets friends. And so she actually just relocated from Brizzy down to the Gold Coast, which is only an hour away, but it is a brand new city and her normal friends aren't at her fingertips. So she's just about to sign up to a new gym in the hope to just like make some new connections, meet some new people. And the other one is one of my girlfriends. She really wanted to go to this festival that was happening in Sydney. She wasn't moving, but there was this festival happening. And she was like, I just don't know anyone who wants to go with me. So she jumped on the Facebook group, which is what obviously you've been doing, Freya, and put it out there. And she flew down on her own and got invited to hang out with this like cool group of people. And then she like made all these awesome connections. And that's all because she put herself out there into this Facebook group to make friends. And it could have gone horribly wrong, but it went amazingly. And can I just say, like, I think that that also takes balls. Like, I think that's so confident of you, Freya, to like start putting yourself into like girls of Sydney or like these other kind of Facebook groups to really like put yourself out there. I think that's super, super cool, especially like working from home and working remotely, which I think like this is going to be a great topic. And I think we'll be talking about this one next week, the ups and downs of working for yourself and working remotely. Sometimes, yeah, it can be a bit lonely. So yeah, jumping into those Facebook groups sounds like a good move for you, Freya.
Thank you so much for your kind words and your compliments. Look, like doing things on your own is not always the easiest to do because it can be daunting. But I do find that every time I do something alone and I put myself out there, it almost always turns out way better than expected. And for me, a massive confidence boost. Look, I gotta say it because we haven't touched on it yet. I went to Taylor Swift.
Oh, of course.
The highlight of my life. But look, I could only get one ticket. People that are Swifties would know the ticket war was insane, impossible to get a ticket. I only got one ticket. That was not going to stop me from going to see one of my favorite artists. So even though I was scared as to go on my own, being surrounded by 81,000 people, for some people that might be comforting, knowing that they're not really alone. For me, that is daunting because I'm like, oh my God, there's so many people around me. I don't like big crowds necessarily. But going out there on my own, I had the best time ever. And that is such a confidence boost. You will notice people see that you are alone and the right people will come up to you and they will have a conversation with you and you will get a massive confidence boost after. So definitely recommend everyone do more things on your own.
Oh, for sure. I'm the biggest advocate for doing things on your own. I mean, I moved to Bali.
You went to Bali alone. You want a blueprint.
I think that's just absolutely epic that you went to the Taylor Swift concert on your own. I love that shit. I love going to gigs by myself and like putting myself out of the comfort zone, because it is awesome to go with a buddy, but you never know what's going to happen when you're on your own and what opportunities you might stumble upon because you are on your own. So it's really awesome. I'm really looking forward to hearing all of Fryer's adventures in Sydney and hearing like the people that you meet and the challenges and the nice surprises. I just think we might have to do a little weekly check-in with you, Fryer, and be like, what's something cool and something challenging that's happened to you this week in Sydney?
Isn't life just so exciting? I'm all up for that. We can do the same thing with you. You have so much going on as well. Maybe we should do, next to the card and the Astro News of the Week, we do a highlight of the week. I love it. Let's just do it.
I love that. Let's do it.
Thank you so much, Dippers, for tuning in today and listening to my little life story on moving to Sydney. If you have a move coming up, let us know on our socials. We'd love to know how you're going and when you're moving to. It is so exciting and we can't wait to hear more about it.
Loved talking about this one today. I feel like we've got so many topics to chat about, Fryer, with just the things that are just happening in our lives in general. I'm keen for next week's episode about working remotely, freelancing, working for yourself. But yeah, thank you as always, Dippers, for listening.
Until our paths align again.
We'll see you at the next dip.